Okay, today is Daf Ches. We are on the, I believe, on the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Beis. So the previous Mishnah spoke to us about a Yoleda, someone who gave birth, and which types of what she gives birth to, when she'd be chayav to bring a korban Yoledas. Thing is, though, the korban that a Yoledas brings is not necessarily brought immediately after she gives birth. Again, gives birth doesn't necessarily mean to a live, viable baby. It means she gives birth to something that it could be a fetus, also a miscarriage. So the Yoledes, so what happens is, when it's Pesukim in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, but when a Yoledes gives birth to a male, so she's Tameya for 7 days. Then she has 33 days of Yumei Tohar, and even if she sees blood during those 33 days, she's not considered Tameya. And on the 41st day, she brings her carbon. Right? That's the pasuk. Ubalosi mei tara levein olas tavi kavis bechna solala. When she finishes her demei tara, now she gives birth to an akeva, so everything is doubled. It's 2 weeks, right? 14 days of tuma. Then she awaits 66 days of yumei tohar, and on day 81, she brings her carbon. Now, a woman who miscarries, how it happens? A woman who miscarries during those yumei molos, during those days that she's waiting, which means during the 40 days for a zachar, or during the 80 days of a nekeva, she's not muschayevas to bring an additional karban. She brings one karban for both. Question is going to be now, if she miscarries on the night before the 81st day. So she finishes her counting days, but it's before the ability to bring the karban, because you don't bring karbanos at night. Does that mean she has to bring two karbanos, one for the original birth or delivery or miscarriage, and one for the second one? Or does the second miscarriage, because it was during a time that she wasn't able to bring the karban, does it get subsumed into the first karban? So that's what the Mishnah says. Hamapeles leor shmonim ve'echad. She miscarries on the night before the 81st day. Or, right, this is one of the raya's one in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. That's what or means. Or means the night before. So it's the or shmonim ve'echad. So beishamai pochim in a karban. Beis Shammai says that this miscarriage does not require a korban. She doesn't have to bring an extra korban. She just the korban that she's going to bring for the original birth is going to count for this one as well. Beis Hillel mechayven, and Beis Hillel says that she has to bring a second korban. It's mechayev a second korban. So Amru Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, why not? Why would you say she doesn't have to bring another korban? Or shmoni maishna or shmoni ve'echad miyom shmoni ve'echad. Why is the night before the 81st day different than the day of the 81st day, right? Im shivya lo l'tuma lo yishma lo karban. If the blood that she's going to see, if she sees blood on the night before the 81st day, well, that's after she's completed the yimei melos. That would then be tamei blood. It's only for up to the 80th day that she has clean, that she's blood is considered not tamei. So if she's going to be considered tamei regarding blood. So that means she's done. If she's done, then she should be done completely, and then it's a new time frame, and then she should bring another karban. Im tshiva lo tuma, thank you, lo yishva lo karban. So amru lehem beishamai says, no, there's a difference. Im amartem b'mapeles yom shmoni ve'echad, shekein yotza l'sho, sheirui lehavi karban. Tomer b'mapeles or shmoni ve'echad, shelo yotza l'sho, sheirui lehavi karban. Did she ever reach a point in time where she could have brought her carbon? No. And the night of the 81st, the night before the 81st, there's no possibility for her to bring a carbon. Because it's at night. We don't bring carbonus at night. So she's never left. You know, Bishami really hasn't addressed Beis Hillel's Kasha. But she's never left. She's never left the time period of the first carbon. The time period of the second carbon only starts the next morning. So it only starts the next morning. So if she has a miscarriage at the night before, she won't have to bring the carbon. So Beis Hillel...
Why can't she bring the first korban if she's...
She can't bring korbanos at night.
No, on the next day, can she not bring her first?
Of course she can bring her first korban. No, we didn't say she can't bring the first korban.
On the 81st day.
Right, that's what she has to bring. That's what she's supposed to bring the first korban.
Okay.
So Amrul and Beis Hillel says back to him, wait, if you're saying that it has to do with whether or not she has the ability or the possibility of bringing the korban, then halo hamapeles yom shmoni ve'echad shechal yos b'shabbos tochiach. What if she miscarries on day 81, which according to you, Beis Hillel, should theoretically be a time to bring the korban? It happens to be that 81st day is Shabbos, when we don't bring korbanos, you don't bring individual korbanos on Shabbos. Right? Shelo, again, shelo yatsa lishosh yirui lahavi abba karbon, chayev as karbon. According to you, then, according to you, you should be chayev a karbon. If she miscarries on day 81, which is a Shabbos, Beis Shammai agrees, well, it's day 81, she should bring a new karbon. Why? She never entered a time period where she had the ability to bring the karbon. Because day 81, in this case, is Shabbos. And Shabbos, she can't bring a karbon. So Beis Shammai says, no, Amar lahem Beis Shammai, lo, ima marti, b'yom shmin ve'echah, shilachal yos b'Shabbos, that's different. Sha'af ha'pish, em roi le'karbon yachid, roi le'karbon sibor. There is the name of karbonos on day 81. You bring the karbon tamid, you bring the karbon musaf, there are karbonos brought on day 81. Her individual karbon can't be brought, but there is still, the karbonos are brought on day 81, that's enough to be mechayev to bring the karbon. Right? Tomer b'matelos le'or shmonim, I don't know what the word yom is there. Le'or shmonim ve'echad, right? She ain't halayla roi. The layla's not roi at all. There are no karbanos. So lo l'karban yachad, lo l'karban tzibar. Fine. So now Beis Shammai has to go back to Beis Hillel's original.
What do you say? You bring a karban on Shabbos?
We bring karban on tzibar on Shabbos.
Karban tzibar. Right. That's what Beis Hillel is saying now?
That's what Beis Shammai says to them. Beis Shammai says, the answer to your question is, the reason, oh yeah, she can't bring the karban, but there is the shame karban on the day 81, and that would be enough to be mechayev for a new karban. So the Mishnah goes back. Sorry. No, Beis Shammai. Yeah. So now Beis Hillel doesn't need that. Beis Hillel says she's in the korban even if she matpelos the night before. Even if she miscarried the night before, the night that she would bring the new korban. So Beis Shammai now wants to answer Beis Hillel's original question. Original question was, what's the difference between the night and the day if she sees blood? If she sees blood if she sees blood that night, it'd be tameh. So she should bring a carbon also. So Beis Hillel says no, but Adam Beis Shammai says Adam Edom Ochichim, the blood can't be a proof. Shemapelas b'melos demel tameim peturim in a carbon, because don't blood and carbon are different. Let's say she miscarries on day 73, day 48, whatever it is. So she's in the middle of her yemei tahor, but if she miscarries, she's still tameh then anyway. Meaning tameh blood is tameh blood. No matter when it happens. So don't compare, if she saw blood, she's tummy, therefore she's bring a karbon. No, if she saw blood on day 48, she's tummy, but it's still not a new karbon because it's still subsumed. She never reached the time period to bring this for the first karbon. The second karbon is subsumed in the first. So there's no comparison between blood and karbon. That's Beis Shammai's answer to Beis Hillel.
All blood in the first 80 days.
Except for a miscarriage. If she has an absolute, actually miscarries, how do you know the difference? For the doctors, but that's what your job is. But figure it out.
How does she get pregnant?
Right? How does she Whatever needs to happen for the case to happen, happened. And that's all. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
For this, you're on tape. For that.
She was taking a bath and she got pregnant.
So that's one possibility that they talk about. It's very, very, I mean, it's possible. It's not feasible for a woman to get pregnant during that time period. But, I mean, it's possible. That's why that's similar to your question is why the Gemara talks about only day 81, which means only talking about she had in the cable. Why not talk about day 41 when she has a zachar? Because that, the Rambam says, is impossible to get pregnant. That's impossible for her to become for her to be chai the karban. Because for the first 7 days she can't have bia because she's tummy. Then the next 33 days she can. Even if she gets pregnant on the first of the 33 days, well then the vlad when she miscarries is only 33 day old vlad. It's not considered a birth. So similar to where you're headed, but not exactly. The Gemara assumes that she can. Tanya, Amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So now the Bryce, we just quoted the Mishnah with the Machlokes, but Beis Shammai seems to be predicated on Svara. Here, they can quote the Bryce, where Beis Hillel's Shita seems to be predicated on the Xeris or Kasev. And then there's going to be a Nafkamina, whether you could apply this rule to other similar types of cases. So Tanya, Amr Lehen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, she definitely has, again, she's Mapeles, she has miscarriages on the night before the 81st day. So Beis Hillel says she has to bring a second karbon. And they said why, and Bryce says why, Hare Omer, Lebas. The Pasuk says, Ublos Dimei Tahara, Lebein O Lebas. So why is there Lebein O Lebas? I guess something's extra there. So he says, I guess O Lebas is extra, Ublos Dimei Tahara. Maybe it's just be Ublos Dimei Tahara, that's enough. Right? So Lebas, Lerabos, or Shimon the Echad. the extra labasis comes to include the night before the 81st day, right? It says over there, Moshe Mitzvah, Bein Labas, she has to bring a carbon. So even the night before the 81st day, she has to bring a carbon. Beis Hillel says it's a Feirish Pasuk. She has to bring the carbon. Okay. That's the Brisa. I mean, the Mishnah seemed to indicate that it was a Svara, and here we seem to indicate that it's a Pasuk. A little bit of a story. Rav Oshia havi shriach kamei de bar karpara. So Rav Oshia used to always go to the shir by bar karpara. That was his Rebbe. Shafke, the asa kamei de rachia. He dumped bar karpara, he left bar karpara, and he went to Rabbi Chia. Oftentimes you see some shas, one Talmud goes from one Rebbe to another. Some of the Rebbeim are okay with it. Some, like in this, are not so okay with it. Right? So the asa kamei de rachia. Yom achad. So one day he's walking around, right? Rav Oshia is walking. Paga bay. He bumps into his old Rebbe. He bumps into Bar Kapara. So what do you do when you see your old Rebbe? You ask him a shayla.
Right.
So Bari Minei. So he asked him the question. What about the following case? Zav Shera'a Shalosh Re'ios Bilel Shmini Ma Beis Hillel Omer B'davar Zeh. What does Beis Hillel say in the following situation? Have a Zav. Right? A Zav is the one who sees in the seminal emission. So if you see one, nothing. You see two, your tummy, you have to wait 7 days. You see three, it's only one day. You see three, then now you have to wait 7 days, you also have to bring a carbon. So what happens, you have a guy, a Zav, he's waiting to bring a carbon, and then that night, which means the night before the eighth day, when he would bring the carbon, he sees three emissions. Does he have to bring two carbonos? What does Beis Hillel say in this situation? So if you say out loud, you say, well, why is it any different than our case in the Mishnah? Beis Hillel says, but if Beis Hillel learns it from the Pasuk, then the Pasuk is specific to Yoledes. If Beis Hillel learns it from the Svara, then we can apply the Svara to here as well. That seems to be the Shaila. So, Ma Beis Hillel Omer B'davar Zeh. That's what he says. Tamayu de Beis Hillel B'mapelas Laila Mishun Ksiv Labas. The reason why Beis Hillel requires the Yoledes who miscarries on the night before the 81st to bring a second carbon, is that because of the Pasuk of Labas? Aval Zav Sharosh Lo Shriyas Lo Shmini Patri. But the Zav who sees three on the night before the 8th would be Patr, because that's not the Lomiyas Rekroi, because there's no Pasuk about that. Maybe he learned it as a Svara, like from our Mishnah, and there'd be no difference. Once you finish counting, even though night doesn't count as not being the good time, not being the time, and it's a new series, and therefore you have to bring a second carbon. So before I answer the question, so Amalei Bar Kapara, there's a whole curious issue here. Let's read what the Gemara has here. Bar Kapara says, "Umay Bavli Omer B'davar Zeh." What does your Babylonian teacher say about this? I mean, because he left Bar Kapara to go learn Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was from Babel, who came to Eretz Yisrael. So what is your, it's a derogatory term against. What does your Babylonian teacher say about this? So Ishtik, so Rav Oshia was quiet. Velo Amar Klum. And then he doesn't say anything. Then, the gear says, Amar Lei, Rav Oshia then says to Bar Kapara, you know what, Tzrichu L'divri Ayah. Maybe we need the words of Ayah. So Ayah. So he went to learn by Rabbi Chiya, and he called him Ayah. He's changed the ches to an ayin. Apparently, that is also something derogatory. I don't know. So basically, he's making fun. Why don't you go ask your Rebbe? So now the Gemara says Nachzor al Rishonos. What is Nachzor al Rishonos? So apparently, Nachzor al Rishonos is Krisus language for Amar Mar. Right? That seems to be. That's what it says. That Krisus has its own lashon. Usually, we say Amar Mar. We're going back to what the person said. So that's what we're saying. Nachzor al Rishonos. Going back. So now we're going to go back to what we said that which was. Harehu Omer Lebas Lirabos or Shmonim Echa. I guess they don't answer the question over there. What's Beis Hillel's going to do? Again, the case is, what's Beis Hillel going to do in the case where a person who is already a Zav waiting to bring his carbon, and the night before he's going to bring his carbon, he sees three Rios. Does he now have to bring, I guess, wait? He has to obviously wait because he's Tamei, but then when he brings the carbon, I guess, 8 days later, on day 16, does he have to bring one or two? Okay, so, Nachzor Rishonos. Harehu Omer Lebas. The Pasuk says Labas, Larabos, or Shimonim Echad. According to Beis Hillel, that comes to include day 81. So, Nemo Kitanai. Maybe we'll say that the reason behind Beis Hillel is a Machlokas Tanayim. Because of the following case that we just brought up. Zav, Shera'a, Shalosh Re'ios, Bilel Shmini. The Zav sees three emissions on the night before the 8th. Bilel Shmini. Tani Chado, one Brisa says, maybe he has to bring a second carbon. He has to bring a carbon on these three Rios. But Tana Idoch, Eino maybe. One Tana says, he doesn't have to bring. So say, my life Tanoi. Let's see, this is a Machlokas Tanoi. Dahad the Tanya maybe, the one who says that he has to bring the carbon, he's going to hold that Beis Hillel Svara by the Yoledes is the Svara. The Svara is that you finished counting, so then this is the next session. And you keep going, and you have to bring a carbon. The night is not considered as if you haven't reached the time. Even though you can't bring the carbon at night, remember, that's just a technical reason, I guess. So it's not mechusar zman. Laila lav mechusar zman. And therefore, it's as if the time of the carbon came, and when you're seeing it, you're seeing it for the next series. But the Tanya says you don't bring Kesavra Laila Mechusar Zman. He says no, Laila is Mechusar Zman, meaning since you cannot bring the carbon now, it's as if you haven't reached the time period where you were able to bring the carbon. So any Re'ios you see now is subsumed in the first, and therefore just wait another 8 days to become Tahor, and then you only bring one carbon. So that would be the Machlokas, which seems to be, it makes sense, because it seems to be Machlokas to be our mission in the Braisa, as what the Svar Beis Hillel is. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Lezer, no, it's not true, there's no Machlokas between the Braisos. Hani Tanoi Savri Laila Mechusar Zman. They each hold that Laila is Mechusar Zman, meaning that it seems like Beisham, right? Which Laila count? Laila is not the time when you can bring, so it doesn't count. It doesn't count as finishing the Zman. It only finishes the first period the next day. So why here? Rahad Tanya Mevi. What is the case of one Brisa that you do bring a carbon for these Re'ios? Talking about a different case. That's talking about Bezov Baal Shtei Re'ios. It's a Baal, a Zav who had two Re'ios. A Zav only saw two emissions. So Zav only saw two emissions. He just has to wait for it to become Tahor, but he doesn't bring a carbon. And then what happens? The night before he's finished his counting, he sees the third Re'ia. He sees the third. So now he has to bring a carbon, because that counts. He saw two during the day, I guess. Now he sees a third, so he's going to have to bring a carbon. Right? He's counting 7 Nikiyim for his Shtei Re'ios. And then when he sees now, I guess now he sees three. He has to see three more, because it's only three in a day. He sees three on this night, so now he's mechayev to bring a carbon. I have a high Tanya, ain mevi, right? But the Braisa says, high Tanya mevi b'zav b'al rios, b'al shtei rios. By the Tanya ain mevi, and the Braisa that says that he doesn't have to bring a second carbon, it's b'zav b'al shalosh rios. That's a person who already saw three Re'ios. He's waiting to bring his carbon. If he sees three more that night, then that doesn't count for another carbon, because Laila is considered Mechusar Zman. The Gemara says, Zav Baal Shtei Re'ios, Maila Meimra. Well, what's the Chiddush? Okay, so the guy saw two Re'ios. He's waiting his Shiva Nikiyim, and then on the night before, he sees three Re'ios. What's the Chiddush? If he sees three Re'ios in one time, he has to bring a carbon. What's the Braisa teaching us? Of course, he'll have to bring a carbon. He just saw three Re'ios. So Hakamash Malan, so come to teach us a Chiddush. This is Dafka Ra'a Bilel Shmini, Aval B'Yamama D'Shvi Lo, the Kesavar Kol Re'iya Shoseres Einem Evilu De Karbon. Say it outside. The Gemara is saying that if you are counting your Zav, your clean days as a Zav, if you see Re'iyos during that time, even if it's three at one night, that's not going to force you to bring a Karbon. So here what happens is, so normally, let's say on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, he already saw two Re'ios, he's waiting the 7 days to be clean. Any time during those 7 days, he then sees three Re'ios, an additional three. Normally, if you see three, you have to bring a carbon. But in this case, since you're waiting to become Tahor, and you see three, those three are not Mechayev your carbon. Where that comes from, I don't know, but that's what the Gemara is saying. So over here, what they're saying is that typically, the Kiddush of the Bryce says, typically, if you see three Re'ios before you become Tahor, it's not Mechayev your carbon. It's not Mechayev your carbon. Here, since you saw the three Re'ios after you finish counting 7 days, and you're just waiting for sunrise for the next day, those three Re'ios will Mechayev your carbon. That's just the facts. The logic behind it, I'm not sure. But that's what it is. Right? Hakamash Malan, Dafka Ra'a Bilel Shmini. Only specifically if you saw the night before the 8th day. Aval b'yom mamad shvi, but if you saw it a couple hours earlier during the 7th day, right? He wouldn't have to bring a carbon, because ko re'iyah shesoseres, any re'iyah that upsets the count of the shivas you made tahora of the shivas you made nikiyim, ain mevi'u de carbon, doesn't bring you a carbon. Now the Gemara asks, Amar Rava, b'mayu kimto lahay detanya, what did you just establish this brisa that says if you saw three, right? He saw three re'iyos. B'mayu kimto lahay detanya ain mevi, which the brisa that you just said. He doesn't bring the carbon. He saw three eels, but he doesn't bring the carbon. How did you explain that case? You said it's bizav baal shalosh rios. It's talking about a case, again, the person saw three re'ios, he's chayav a karbon. After he counted seven nikiyim, he saw again on the night of the eighth three more re'ios, and therefore he only has to bring one. Because Laila is considered mechusar zman, ein omid. Right, so he had three. Now it's the night before, he has three again. He doesn't have to bring another karbon, because Laila is considered mechusar zman, he only has to bring one karbon, you know, 8 days later after he becomes taller again. So Gemara says, if that's the case, listnei, then this case should be listed in tomorrow's Mishnah, Gabi Chamisha HaMeviyin, sorry, Chamisha Meviyin Korban Echel Aver Sarbe. The case of the Mishnah tomorrow talks about five cases where you bring one Korban on multiple Averos. I'm not sure why here is considered an Avera. Right, I'm not sure. He says, maybe it's five, I'm not into the Mishnah, maybe it's cases where you bring multiple Korbanos for one action or one thing that happens. So to here, one Korban for multiple things. So to here, it's one Korban, a multiple Zavs. He's Zav 1, and then he's Zav 1, and becomes Zav 2 again, and he only has to bring one Korban, right? Because Laila is considered Mechusar Zman. So Gemara says, Lo Psika. The reason why they didn't bring that in the Mishnah is because this is not a definitive, across-the-board rule, meaning if he sees these three Re'ios, if he sees the three Re'ios before he brings the Korban, that he only brings one Korban. Why? La psika, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ra achas belaila v'shtayin bayom. Okay, the case is, he's a Zav. He's waiting for the day 8 to bring the Korban. What happens is he sees one Re'ia on the night before the 8th day, then he sees two Re'ios the next morning, I guess, before he brings the Korban. So he was right, so he sees, Ra achas belaila v'shtayin bayom, maybe. In that case, he would have to bring another Korban, even though one of the Re'ios is, it was the, at night, they're mitzdayif to be a new Zav. He brings another Korban. But shtayim b'layla v'achas b'yom, ain't made it. If he saw two at night and one in the day before he brought the Korban, then he would not have to bring another Korban. Because since Rov the Rios were at a time where he couldn't bring a Korban, then he doesn't count as...
What if you have a regular Zav? First emissions, nothing to do with the 8th day. If you have it night and the day, you combine.
Yes. Okay, so this is Rabbi Yochanan says, so it's not, they didn't want to put it in the Mishnah, because it's not in every single case where if you see three Re'ios the day or the right before you brought your Karbon, that you only bring one Karbon. There are situations where you bring a second Karbon, that situation is one at night, two during the day. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Teda, I'll bring a Raya, that the Achas Belaila of Shtayim Beyom maybe, that if you see one at night and two during the day, you would bring. The Ha'Riya Rishona, Shifta, so he's dissimilar to what you're saying, in any situation, really showed the first time you see an omission, that's just shichas zerav alma. That's stam a seminal omission. It doesn't count for anything. It's not. It's just you're balkari, right? You don't enter the world of zav yet. And then what happens? Vilu chazi tarti achrini. And then if you see two more, all of a sudden it's tarti lehu. Then it combines. So you see that the one beforehand, which had, on its own, standing by its own, it's nothing. It's just the balkari. It combines with the two that happen later on. So two here, you saw one at night, and it'll combine with the two the next day. The two the next day, the majority. You saw them during a Zman HaKrava. You have to bring a second Karban.
So, combine with 24-hour period?
I believe so. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Bered Rav Idi. So Rav Sheshes says the name of Rav Idi. No, that's not a Raya. Midi Iria, Rai Rishon Shal Zav, Chazi Bizman Chiyuva. Achas Belaila came into Lazman Chiyuva Chazi, Ilo Dashmin Rav Yochra Mitztarev, Hamin Lo Tztarev. There's a difference. The difference is, Stamazoi, when I see or someone sees their first Re'ia, that's during a time period where it can create the Chiyuv, where it can create Zav. The night of where you can start the process at any time. You can't start the process during the time during night 8. Why? Because night before the 8th day can't start a new process because it's already finished. So there's no, he's not comparing, you can't compare. So that's what. So if not for the dinner of Rav Yochanan, we would say it's not mitzdarif. Why? Why won't it be mitzdarif? Because the night before the day 8 is talking about the time where that's the time period. If you saw 3, you wouldn't be bringing new carbon. So how could that be able to be mitzdarif with the next two, the day before, the next day, is our time period where you would be chayiv a new carbon? Kamash Malans comes to Rav Yochanan and says that since the majority are seen on the time when you be chayiv a carbon, they could combine. How long are his notes over here?
Okay.
Not then, okay. Okay. And then Gemara says, okay, fine. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Laila Mechusar Zman. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that the nighttime is considered Mechusar Zman? Meaning the nighttime gets a status of, since you can't bring the Karbanos, it still counts as, since you can't bring Karbanos, you can't count that time period as a time period that Mechayev you a new Karban. Which means, again, in our situation, if you saw the Reus that night, you wouldn't have to bring a new Karban because Laila is Mechusar Zman. V'ha'amar Chizkiya. What about the... Sorry? Okay. V'amar Chizkiya. I'll say it again. No? Okay. V'amar Chizkiya. Chizkiya says the following case. Let's say the case is a Nazir who became Tamei. The Nazir who became Tamei has to wait 7 days and bring a Karban on day 8 and start counting his Nazirs again. He's a 30-day Nazirs. He got Tamei on day 13. He has to wait 7 days to become Tahar, brings a Karban, and now has to count another 30 days for his Nazirs, right? So Nitma Bayom, if he comes Tameh on day 8 of his, I guess before he brought the Karban, Nitma Bayom, maybe he has to bring another Karban. Why? He had the 7 days, he's supposed to, now comes the morning, he's supposed to bring his Karban, he came Tameh again. So now what he has to do, he has to wait another 7 days, bring two Karbanos, one for the first week, one for the first Tumah, and one for the second Tumah, maybe. But Belaila Enu maybe. But if he got Tameh the night before, right, if they come the night before, he doesn't have to bring a second Karban. Yes, he has to wait to become Tahor. Again, he has to wait another 7 days. But when that 7 days pass, which is now 14 days, when those 14 days pass, he only has to bring one Karban. Because he got Tameh at a time period before he was Mechuyev to bring a second Karban. That shows that Laila is Mechusar Zman. Because the Laila doesn't count as a time period when you could have brought a Karban. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Balaila, maybe. Even if he got Tameh at night, he would have to bring a Karban, bring a second Karban. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you just said that if you saw the emissions at night, you don't have to bring a second Karban because Laila is Mechusar Zman. Why by Nazir would you have to bring a second Karban if Laila is Mechusar Zman? So the Gemara says, no, Kika Amar Rabbi Yochanan says that Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman. Meaning if you see at night, the night of before the day that you're supposed to bring the Karban, that's considered a new set and you don't have to bring a Karban for that. What did he say in our... But in our discussion about the Zav, Kikam Rav Yochanan Shtayim Belayla Echel Yom, and someone sees two at night and one on the day of eight, day eight, Eino maybe has to bring a Karban, that's Ladivrei Omer Chus Hazman. He's saying that within the Shita of those who hold that Laila is Mechusar Zman. If you hold that Laila is Mechusar Zman, if you saw two at night and one during the day, that's not going to make you bring a Karban. But I hold that Laila is not Mechusar Zman. So I would say, even if you saw all three at night, you'd have to bring another Karban, because you saw it at night, since it's after the time period that you're counting, you still have to bring another Karban. So the Gemara says, L'divrei Omer Pshita, which doesn't make no sense. What do you mean? He's saying, according to the man the Amru says that if you see him at night, you don't have to bring a Karban, so if you see him at night, you don't have to bring a Karban. What's Pasha? That's what the Shita holds. That's what they hold. So the Gemara answers, Ra Achas Belayla L'shtayim B'yom Istrichlei. Right, so what he needs, the chiddush of Yochanan in the Shita of one who holds that Laila is considered Mechusar Zman was the case of where the person saw one the night before the eighth day and two on the eighth day. Ma'u the Tema, you would have thought, Kevin the Lav Bizman Chiyuv Chazile Lo Titzarev Kamash Malan. Rav Yochanan is saying that even according to Manda Amru says that Laila is considered Mechusar Zman, if you have the majority during the day, it could be Mitzarev to the one the night before. And therefore, the chiddush is that one will be mixtariyev to those two that he sees the next morning, and he would be mechayev. Even if you hold lies mechusar zman, you would still be mechayev to bring a second karban, because that one at night combines to the two during the day. Hey, got a chaz of that. Not easy at all. Not easy at all. Next Mishnah. Not easy. All right. Ha'isha sheyesh aleha chamesh, safik chamesh leidos, safik chamesh zivos. So you have a woman who, I guess, she miscarried 5 times, and she's a suffix each time that she miscarried, whether the miscarriage was something that would be mechayev her to bring a karban. So she has suffix chamesh leidos, right? When you give birth, to bring two birds, right? So she has a miscarriage. And she has suffix chamesh zivos. She also has a suffix about chamesh zivos, whether she was a zav or not, meaning those days when there was a difference between a nida and a zava, she was mesupak as to whether she saw the dam during her regular nida time or during her zav time. So she's a safik chamesh zivos. So she had to bring karbanos over there. So now she has sveikos as whether or not she should bring these karbanos. So mevia, she has to bring for each of the, just go to the case of the birth, five miscarriages. She has to bring, mevia korban echad, she has to bring one korban, right, the katas oaf, she has to bring one korban, but ochelos mezvachim. And then she's allowed to eat. What happens is, if you look at Rashi says, on the right side, chatos ha'of habal safik. She brings one bird chatos, which comes on the safik. We're allowing that. V'ochalas mezvachim, and then she can now eat karbana. She's taller. Shereya karban hazel letara b'avarehi ketvila. The bird, the karban that's brought is to make her taller. So just like you go to the mikvah, you become tamei for 10 things. You only have to go to the mikvah once. So through here, she goes safik tamei for 5 things. One karban is a sufficient suffice. We don't want her to bring multiple karbanos, because we don't want her to bring kulin bazara. But we allow her to bring one to permit her to eat kachim.
If it's a suffix, whether she has to bring one for childbirth, presumably it's because it's borderline whether it's recognizable as a fetus or not.
Day 39 or day 40.
My question is, do you assume that it's a male? In other words, or do you...
Yes, you always have your suffix like that. You assume it's a male. She would have to wait the male days.
The male days.
Okay. What's this case? I don't understand. In what time period has these 5 things happened? Like how long?
I don't know. 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years.
So after 1 year, not mechuyev to bring a carbon?
She didn't. She has a suffix.
She didn't.
She didn't. But now she's like, you know, she has a shiloh later, and she found out later. What's the problem? This is the case that happened. She had 5 miscarriages.
Right, I'm wondering how you got to 5 without bringing a carbon after 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's my question.
Because she had a suffix. She didn't know. And now she finally asked a shiloh after 5. So that's the case in the Mishnah. Okay?
I'm not arguing.
Yep. That's it. That's the case. Okay, but now a woman who has chamesh zivos vados. So a woman has now 5 vaday zivos. Right? She has to bring the carbon in order to become taller. So she has to bring the carbon. She didn't bring it yet. So she had 5 zivos vados. Also chamesh ledos vados. So she has now mechuyev to bring 5 carbonos for sure. 5, right? Mevia carbon echad v'ochelas mezvachim. The first carbon, she has to bring 5 now. But the first carbon, after she brings the first carbon, she's now muteres to eat, because it's just like going to mikvah. You go to the mikvah once for all the tamales. You have one carbon here, now suffices, and she can bring, and she can eat. But hashar lechova. But the remainder, she has a chiyuv to bring. When she brings, she has to bring them. Eventually, she has to bring them. Maisha, this is a great story. Maisha she'amdu kinim Yerushalayim dinazav. We once happened to be that the price of the birds went through the roof in Yerushalayim, right? The kingdom of Yerushalayim, kingdom means a pair of birds, one chatas, one for Ola, and it went up to being a dinar zahav, which is like 25 shekel. It was very expensive to buy it. The problem was now they're too expensive. The women can't bring it. The women aren't going to bring their karbanos. They have come to the churva, and that they're going to be eating kachim, even though they're tamei. Right? So what happens? So Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel gets up and says, Hama'on zeh, makes a shvua in the name of Hashem, Lo alin alayla, I'm not going to sleep tonight, until I force the market to bring the price down to a dinar kesef. Basof, so what happens? Nichnas le Beis Din. So Shimon Gamliel comes into Beis Din, vilimed, and he makes the fa, and he teaches. Ha'isha sheyesha le chamesh leidos vados, or chamesh zivos vados, a woman who was mechayev to bring 5 karbanos, mevia karban echa v'ochelos mizvachim. She brings one, and she can eat karbanos, and he says, V'ein hashar alei achova, and the remaining 4 she doesn't have to bring. Well, that just depressed the market because now the demand just went down. You just knocked the demand down by 80% on all these women, right? Va'amdu kinim b'yom ha'hu b'risayim, and the price of the kinim went down. Major machlokes Rashi Tosfos is what Rav Shimon did. Did Rav Shimon just argue on the din d'oraisa? Right? According to Rashi, right on the left side, Rashi says, Nichnas l'umod, afal pisha hikil divrei Torah. Mido Raisa, they're chayiv to bring the other 4. He's making on the Divrei Torah, and nevertheless he says, Eis lasos l'Hashem lo. Shel mali lo yimtsu yichadlu lehevi avir echad, v'yochu b'kotch mitumas l'guf. Because he's concerned that if he doesn't depress the price, the women won't bring any, and they'll eat kotchim bitumah. Tosa says, no way. Tosa says, Nabad and Nicholas, it can't be that he just uprooted the Din d'oraisa. What happened was, is he taught, that was the real Din d'oraisa. He must have a different gears than our Mishnah. According to Tosos, what the real halacha was, he only had to bring 1, and then the other 4 he brought as like a nadava. But people took it upon themselves to bring the other four. He comes back and says, you know what, those other four, forget that nedava. We're going to put it on the din d'oraisa, you only have to bring one. But that's like major machlok. According to Rashi, he's completely, you know, he's getting rid of a whole set of obligatory karbanos, which is a huge, huge chiddush. Okay. Especially if the house always wins, it's supposed to be getting those karbanos. All right. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, wow. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. A woman has chamesh leidos vaday v'chamesh yiva safek. So she has five for sure and five is a safek. Oh, chamesh leidos vaday v'chamesh leidos safek. Right, again, five vaday, five safek. So there's possibly a ten. So what does she do? Mevi'a shtei kinim. She brings two sets of birds. Achas al vaday, one for the ones, for the set that she's definitely obligated. V'achas al safek, and one for the set, the five that's safek. Shel vaday necheles. The carbon that's brought for the vaday chiyuv can be eaten by the kohanim. The hashar, and the other ones are on her as a chova. She has to bring them, right? Shall safek, the one that has to bring the other four. Shall safek, the one that she brought from the set of sveikos, eight and echelos, cannot be eaten, because maybe it's not. Problem is, if a bird, if it's not a chiyuv, and you bring it as a carbon, it's in the vela, because you do malika. So if it's not a chiyuv, it's only kosher if it's a chiyuv. So he says, shall safek, eight and echelos, and the eight and shall echov, and she doesn't have to bring the other four. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, al vaday, when it comes to the vaday tomar, the woman when she brings the carbon has to say, al ha'achrona. I'm bringing this carbon for the last of the five that I'm obligated to bring. Viti pater. And she doesn't have to bring another carbonos. Shall suffik, if she's bringing the five on the suffik, im yish vadeh veneyam. I don't know what that means. She has five that she's a suffik. If it turns out that one of them she knows for sure, tomar ala vadeh. She should say that this carbon is being brought on the vadeh, viti pater. I don't know what it means, brought on the vadeh. It's five sveikos. Okay. Viti pater. Im lav, and if there is no vadeh amongst the five, tomar al achas mehen. I'm bringing this carbon for one of the five sveikos, viti pater, and then she becomes pater from bringing the rest. Mekiva Omer, bein al avadai, bein al safik, whether she's bringing a carbon for a avadai, or bringing the carbon for a safik, tomar al achas mehem viti pater. She has to say specifically that it's being brought for one of them, for one of the potential obligations, and then she becomes pater. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Bar Papa, eim olach mishmei de Rava. Let me tell you something in the name of Rava. Hai Tanai my Peligi. What's the machlokes between the Tanaim and the Braisa? The right, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and I guess Rabbi Akiva. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri minabin luhun lichatas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri compares these karbonos of the woman to regular karbon chatas. Man dechayah chamesh chatos. The person who's chayah chamesh chatos ad the maisikulon v'sof mechapele. He has to bring all five. I guess there's a question, right? If he's comparing it to a chatas, you have to bring all five chatos, and then you're done. V'sof mechapele. Hachanami lo shna. So to here, you have to bring all five. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I guess, that you have to bring all five. The rest of the left in you is a chova. So how can Rabbi Kiva medami luhum de tvilus? Rabbi Kiva says no. When it comes to the five that you're obligated to bring, he compares it to tvil in the mikvah. The man dechami chamesh tvilos. Someone who's chayav chamesh tvilos came in the tavul chad the zimna itar. Once he goes to the mikvah once, he's taller. And then v'hachanami lo shna. So to here, then won't be the difference. You bring one, you get the kapara. You may have to have an obligation to bring the rest later on, but you already get your kapara with the first five. Amalei Rav Papa, Isak Adaitak Rav Nuh, Meriok Menuri Lechatas Medamilei, Amai Shal Sofet Tomal Achas Mehem Viti Pater. If he says it's like a chatas, if he compares the Karbonos Yoledes to a chatas, why, in the case of they had five of Seikos, Rav Yochanan Menuri says, say about one of them, it's on one of them, Viti Pater, and she doesn't have to, the Ilu Man De Mechayel Chamesh HaShomos Pluyim. If you talk about Sofet, what if a guy has Sofet that he does a sin? So he has to bring five hashamas. You have to bring an asham talui. So chamesh hashamas pluyim kim maisi chad miftar. If he brings one, he's going to be potter. Vatanya is there klal kol shulim chatos kol shulim hashamas. If you have to bring five chatos, you have to bring five hashamas. So if you compare here the sveikos to chatos, she should have to bring the five. Just like you have to bring five hashamas, you have to bring the five here. Ella the kuli ama the tefilas medamenu. Everyone agrees that you have to. It's compared to tefila, and when it's compared to tefila, you bring one, you're done. The question is whether you have to bring the rest. And the chash here is whether or not mechoshes the woman's going to be posheya and not bring the rest. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Savar chashinu lepshia. We're choshes that she's going to forget. Therefore, she has to say that this is specifically for the last of the obligations, and then she'll know that she has to bring four more. Rav Kiva Savar lo chashinu lepshia. Rav Kiva says we're not choshes lepshia. Therefore, she doesn't have to say anything, and we're so mech, and we trust her that she'll bring the other four. Okay, Mishnah. Arba mechusurei kapara. There are four cases of people who are mechusurei kapara, meaning that they are tamei until they bring their karbon. Right? They have to bring a chatos, even though they have to bring a chatos, And then they can eat kachim, right? And there are four cases where someone does a karban b'mezid, he still has to bring a karban. Normally we say you only bring a karban if you did the avera b'shogeg. There are four cases where even if you did b'mezid, you have to bring a karban. These are the four individuals who are mechusar kapara, who don't become tamei tahor until they bring the karban. It's the zav, the zava, the yoledes, and the mitzora. Those are the four. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov adds the ger mechusar kapara. Even the ger is also mechusar kapara. Ad she yizrak alev dam. He's a mechusar kapara. The ger cannot eat karban, can't eat kachim until they throw the blood of the karban ola that he brings for his gerus. And Nazir. Nazir also adds, is considered Mechusa Kapara when he finishes his Yemei Naziris, before he brings his Karban Naziris, before he has to bring his Karban Naziris, Lieno Teglachto V'Tumaso, to allow him, I guess before he brings that Karban, he's not allowed to drink more, he's not allowed to shave, and he's not allowed to get become Tamei. Right? So those are also, he says, Mechusa Kapara. Gemara asks, Maishno Zav Mizava, why does the Mishnah, Gemara is going to ask now, why do you list the male and the female, Zav and Zava, and you don't list the male and female by Mitzor and Mitzoras? What's the difference? So Gemara says, Maishma Zav and Zava, the money lahum betraying, that you mentioned them both, Mishum the Chalukah Tumaso. It's because there's differences between the Zav and the Zava. The Zav lo matam ba'onis. A Zav is lo matam ba'onis. If something causes him to see the emission, that's not a woman, if she bleeds, no matter what, it doesn't make a difference. A Zav, there has to be a reason. Right, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Mibsaro, right, the Pasuk says, Ish ki ye zav mibsaro. Mibsaro below machmas anoso. It has to come from him, not because of some onus. Mitame berios kiviyomim. And the zav also is mitame the three reios in one day. Because the Tanya, Tala kotsev es hazacha berios, ves nekev biyomim. The nekevo has to see, in order to become a zav, she has to see in successive days. The male has to see three times in one day, so there's a difference, right? Vezava metame ba'ones, a zava is also metame ba'ones, velo metame b'rios b'kiviyamim, and she's not metame, she doesn't become a zava just because she sees blood in the morning and then she stops, and then sees blood in the afternoon and then she stops. That doesn't make her a zava. It's all one day, but as opposed to a zava, it's three separate rios within one day. It's the difference between days between rios and days. So Gemara says, so there's a difference between Zav and Zav. Well, Mitzor, Mitzoras, Nami, Chaluk, and Tumasa. There's also differences between a man who has Tama Mitzora and a woman who has Tama Mitzora. Why? The Mitzora Tarn Priya Uprima. Right? When it comes to the Mitzora, he has to, I guess, leave his head uncovered, and he has to rip his clothing. Diksiv, Bigadav, Viyu Prumim, Virosho, Yu Parua. Only by a male, I guess. V'asor, V'tashmish, Amita. And a Mitzora, male, cannot have tashmish, because the pasuk says v'yoshel mechutz la'olo, olo is his tent, right? Shivas yamin. But mitzoras ain't it in a priyo prima. The mitzoras, the female, does not require head uncovered and tearing her clothing. The tanya, because we learned in a brayso that says ish tsaruhi, ainli el ish that becomes tamei mitzoras. Ish minayin, how do you know that a woman can become tamei mitzoras? Kishu omer v'hat tsaruah, I guess harei kanshnayim, it's two. It's woman, man and woman. Im came ma tamalomer ish. So then why does it say only male previously? Right? So nitko hakasov me'inya shomaila. Over there, when it says male, it's connected to what stated the pasuk before, which is le'inyan shomita, talking about nitko hakasov me'inyan shomaila le'inyan shomata. They take the, what was stated above, bring it to what over here now. Lomar to teach you, ish poreu poreim, then isha poras uporemes. Only a male has to leave his hair uncovered and tear the clothing, but not a woman. And vim muteris betashmish amita. The woman is also muteris betashmish amita. She'a nema, the prophet says, v'yoshem mechutz la'olo shivas yomim. Outside of his tent, v'lo mechutz la'olo, not outside of her tent. So the Gemara says, if there are distinctions between mitzora and mitzoras, why aren't those mentioned separately as well? Zav and zav are mentioned separately in the Mishnah. Let's mention mitzora and mitzoras separately. Gemara says, oh, big difference. Zav uzavar ikar to musan chaluka. Mitzoru mitzoras in ikar to musan chaluka. Hai the hai kegrishu. The zav and the zav is mentioned differently because the way they become tamei are different. They become tummy. The zub is three re'eos. It's a seminal emission three times in one day. The zub is talking about blood three different days. The way you become tummy is totally different. The way a mitzorah, a mitzoras become tummy, it's the same way. You see tzoras, the size of a gris. It happens to be once they become tummy, then there are different rules that apply to them. But when it comes to the zub and the zubah, the initial way you become tummy is different. That's why they're mentioned separately. The mitzorah and the mitzoras, since they become tummy the same way, we're not going to mention those. We're not going to mention those separately. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Ger Mechusar. One of the things that they mentioned, that the Ger is considered Mechusar Kapara also, he has to wait to Ikachim until his Karban is brought. So the Tanakama, my time, Elotani Ger. Why doesn't the Tanakama list the Ger as one of the Mechusar Kapara? Only Rav Elazar ben Yaakov mentioned the Ger. The Tanakama only mentioned four. So Kikatani Midam Dimishrei Lemechal Kachim. Ger, he might see Karban, Lachshuri Nashli Molokal. It's a big difference. The four that I mentioned before, the only thing that they're waiting for is to become mutter to eat karbanos. The ger is waiting to become a Jew. It's a whole different ball game. So he's not going to include them in the same. Not going to include them in the same list. So the Gemara that says, and nazir, why don't you mention nazir? The nazir my time alotani. Why don't you mention nazir? So nazir nami ki maise karbon li shtuve le mistre yayin de chulinu. The nazir can eat kachim. What's he waiting for his karbon? His karbon so he can drink wine. It's very different than the Zav and the Zav and the Mitzora. They're waiting to eat their karbon so they can actually eat kachim. The Nazir is just waiting that he now can just become, you know, similar to the Nagair, to become just a full-fledged part of Klal Yisrael, but just to eat, to drink wine. For Rabbi Lazar, the Ketani Nazir, and Rabbi Lazar, who mentions Nazir, he says, L'mishrei Nashay, according to you, Rabbi Lazar, who you mentioned Nazir in your list, even though it's only allowing him to drink wine, so why don't you mention the case, Nisni Nami Nazir Tami? Mention the case of, there are two times a Nazir to bring a karban. When he finishes counting his Naziris completely, or when he becomes Tami in the middle, he has to bring another karban. Why don't you mention also, the Nazir Tami is also Mechusar Kapara, that he has to wait for his karban in order for him to be now continue counting his Naziris again. He says, Nisni Nami Nazir Tami. So he says, no. He says, Ki Kaki Maisi Karban, Lemechel Ali Naziris Patara. That Nazir is different. That Nazir, like we just said, he's bringing his karbon not to allow him to do something. He's bringing the karbon in order to allow him to start again his Naziris. That's not going to be on the list. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Tana Rabbanan. Have a good day.